Hey, gentlemen, yeah, I'm going to chime in. Hody, JT, Andy, and Menigan, man, I'm just pumped. I'm going tomorrow. I'm mad, though, because I'm hearing JP is going to be there at the circuit tonight. And it's like, man, that's another project I helped build. And just my boys are there, the Browns fans, you guys, some of you guys at least are going to be there. This, like, all right, maybe I should have went off tonight instead of tomorrow. But I digress, man. The uniqueness of Vegas, obviously, is just this awesome atmosphere. Even Jeff Thomas toned in on the why is the A's getting to be building the Strip. It's just something symbolic, man. I understand you said everyone from Vegas doesn't go to the Strip, and that's true. But the masses that move there, like me and many, many, many other Northeast Ohio people, people from all over the world, they congregate in the Strip. They really don't venture out to the outskirts. I mean, no. It's just, you're like going to Parma, you know, I mean, your local tavern, which is fine if you're from there, but I'm merely saying.
All I know is that Cousin Eddie taught me that you can, you know, I don't cook a steak or some chicken on a rock out there at so hot.
Man, it gets up to 120. The real feel at the airport, they take the temperature, you know, 115, 118, whatever. The real feel has got to be 128. Mm. And I'm wearing structural steel gear, ironworking, and man, that gets up to 130, 135. It's very dangerous, but I digress. It's going to be nice weather this week. The game at hand, man, I mean, both teams are really hungry for this W. And again, it's ugly. It's ugly, the Browns playing their offense, that is. You said how many ST words can we use, Menigan, from last week? One was called stupid. I think some of these play calls, you know, and just the way they ran the ball and did certain things are like, what's going on here? Come on, man. We're better than this. I wanted them to start off at least 2-1, 3-0, hopeful, wishful thinking, but that did not occur. This Vegas team is hungry as well, so that's the conundrum we're running into. We'll be solid. A lot of Browns fans like myself will be there. I mean, it's going to be very fun, but again, I'm business-minded. I mean, I go to Vegas all the time. Now it's business. My football team's there. I want a W. Can this happen? It's got to be done by the defense.
Rhino,
you alluded to, Andy.
Yeah, Rhino, are you at the airport right now in Detroit? Or?
I am not. I'm working. I'll be going to the airport tomorrow morning.
But okay, again, I was just curious.
But one more thing, though, man. I just want to say that the Browns still can't get this W. I still feel it's gonna happen. It's got to happen because starting off 1-3 is just like, come on, man. But that being said, it's going to be fun. We're going to bring this home with a W. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always.
Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate you. Rhino, who's in Vegas, Detroit, he's all over the world.
I mean, that's the big thing with it. The Raiders need a win, too. You know, they are in the same problem right now, sitting at 1-2. So it's... I got a feeling this game is going to be ugly. This is going to be an ugly football game.
Ian's in Boston Heights. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a huge game for both teams. We got to come out with the dub. I just want to see Deshaun, you know, just play efficiently, get the ball out quickly. I mean, some of the sacks are his fault. I think most of them are more on the line than him, but some of them are on him. That being said, the line's in shambles, so let's get the ball out of his hands quickly. This is a little bit out of his control, but I'd like to see them come out in some heavy formations, two tight ends, and run the ball a little bit more, even with some designed runs for him. He's such an elusive runner, and I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to just pound the ball with Deshaun, but I think a few more designed runs for him would be really good for the team.
Doesn't that scare you? Design runs for Deshaun. Like, I cringe every time I see him run. Not that he can't run, I've seen, you know, plenty of plays. Like, I think one of our longest plays from scrimmage last week was a Deshaun run. I think about that reconstructed shoulder, and he's one pop away from being done.
Everyone's one. It's the NFL. Everybody's
good point, Ian. That's a good point.
I do agree with you on that, but I'm just concerned with him because he's not everyone at $230 million a year, or $230 million overall. Sorry,
you can't live in your fears about getting guys hurt. I mean, you can't. I mean, like I said, I don't want to see him run the ball 20 times, but
there's,
you can't.
Ian, I think I get what you're saying here.
I get it. I understand.
There's a balance between Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson, and that's what you're looking for. We're not saying turn him into Cam Newton, where he's running quarterback draws and quarterback power and all of those different things where they were treating Cam like he was a running back, or even early Josh Allen, where they were basically treating Josh Allen like a running back on a whole bunch of plays. But you could do a lot of those, you know, a lot of those RPOs could easily turn into run options for Watson to take off to the outside. And those are the kind of things that you're looking for. It's not as much like, all right, we're going to hand him the ball and it's going to be 11 on 11 and let's go. It's more like, okay, can we figure out a way to use his mobility to benefit the Cleveland Browns and at least get some kind of a run game, some semblance of a run game?
Matthew's in Cleveland. Hi, Matthew.
How are you, Matthew?
How you doing?
Good, good.
I feel like all of the negativity that's going around Deshaun Watson, he can shut all that down with a 300-yard passing game, 2 touchdowns.
Amen. That's amen.
He let Joe Flacco get that before him, and this is his team. So he want to silence all the critics. He go out there, he perform, he get a 300-yard passing game, 2 touchdowns. One to Judy, one to Cooper. We could go on with next week.
Here's what here's the hard part about what you're saying. I thought that exact same thought that you had just there last week when they had 2 chances to drive the field with less than 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and they couldn't deliver. Now, a fumble's a fumble, and I don't know. You know, I don't think that that fumble was his fault. But if you want to silence the critics, get the ball at the end of the game down less than a touchdown and go score and go score. And that's, you know, it happened twice last week. They had the opportunity. It didn't happen. So I think you're right. If he can come through this week, it'll silence people for at least a week, and that's where we kind of got to go with it. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim. James, how are you?
Andrew.
Yes. Listen, we're formal. We're formal today, James.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're doing like the Daniel. John Wick thing here.
Oh, yeah, it's totally formal.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Daniel.
James.
Anyways. Daniel. Listen, here's the problem I've got is, and I don't mean this to judge the guy as a whole or not, or to say he's not or not going to get it done, or but I think we need to start being realistic with Deshaun Watson. Like this idea, like I heard the previous caller say, we need to design. Listen, Deshaun Watson is not the athlete he was in Houston. He's just not. You can't possibly look at the tape and look at him run and move around and say, oh yeah, that's the same. He's not. He's lost at least a step. He is not this elusive electric runner like he was. And I think we need to appreciate that. So, yes, can he be elusive in the pocket? And can he run? Sure he can. But he's not – he is not – he's nowhere near Lamar Jackson. And honestly, the kid for Green Bay, Malik Willis, that kid looked like way more athletic and whatever than just what Deshaun Watson is. I just think we need to, like, deal with the Deshaun Watson that we have. I don't believe our eyes are lying to us, guys. I think we're still stuck to the memory of Deshaun Watson in Houston or Deshaun Watson at Clemson when he won the national championship. That guy's gone. We got to either get it done. We got to get it done with the guy that we have, not the guy that was. So let's curb that. I don't know if you guys agree or not.
Here's my point. Like I think so. Here's what I agree with. Right, our defense is pretty good. Can we agree on that? Our defense can be pretty good.
Yeah,
you with me on
absolutely.
That, Jim?
It's done it before.
Okay, so if our defense is pretty good, why? Like I look over to the right and I see that team that wears black and gold. And they don't have outstanding quarterback play through 3 games, yet they've figured out a way to win. And that they've done it with a quarterback that has done what he needs to do. Now, maybe their offensive line's a little bit healthier than ours. I might give you that. But I watched that, and to me, that's coaching, man.
Andy, yeah. I said it earlier in the week, there's no reason why this team shouldn't be grinding out wins. They can. They have the team to grind out wins. They could have ground out wins against both the Cowboys and last week. They just didn't do it. They chose, like I said earlier the week, and I mean it. It's almost like they've got to prove that the Deshaun Watson trade worked out, and I hate to coach that way.
Jim, mm-hmm. I agree with you, and we will probably hear you later on Quick Predicts. Bye,
take
Jim.
Care yourself. So before you go any further,
mm-hmm.
caller brought up throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks this year have thrown for 300 yards? Just shot in the dark. We're through 3 weeks.
How many games or quarterbacks have done it?
Just three. We'll say 300-yard games because no quarterback
how many
has
three,
done
how
put
many,
it this way. No quarterback has done it twice.
7.
11.
Oh, it's been done 11 times.
Yeah.
I went under because of the way you presented that.
Yeah. So if he throws for 300, that's an accomplishment. In the way that the league is set up right now and the way defenses are, that's an accomplishment.
All right, we're going to come back to the Browns a little bit. We got a ton of Brown stuff. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, we'll do 2 Keys and a Lock later in the show. We'll also do Quick Predicts. I can't believe I had to pause to say Quick Predicts for that for a second. We've been doing it for 13 years. When we come back, Just kind of an interesting take on sports, right? Would you invest in a player? Like, would you actually take stock if you could have stock in a player? Think about that for a second. We're going to bring somebody in that's making that happen. How? Who? What? We'll explain next.